My name is Jennifer Scott. I'm the director of research at Weeksville Heritage Center. The 5th of July celebration started when slavery was emancipated in New York in 1827. People were afraid for their safety. You know, it was a new holiday and they weren't sure that they could have public celebrations without it being disrupted. So people planned a public celebration for the day after July 4th. And in New York, it happened in Manhattan, down Broadway. There were about 4,000 people. There was a grand marshal on horseback. And eventually it became just a very unique form of protest because as free citizens started to see that it wasn't getting better, African Americans started deliberately celebrating July 5th in protest to July 4th until slavery was abolished nationwide.